Thank you, Mr. Chairman. At the outset, let me congratulate you on your assumption of this important role and assure you of my delegation's full support and cooperation. Mr. Chairman, Japan welcomes the adoption by consensus of the 11 guiding principles at the 2019 Rhodes GGE and the decision to continue the discussion and to work on recommendations toward the 2021 review conference. This is an accomplished step forward in our Rhodes discussion. However, there remains a continuing need to deepen our common understanding. Future efforts with a sense of urgency must build on existing achievement for the clarification, consideration, and development of the aspects of the normative and operational framework. In this context, Japan attaches importance to the development and elaboration of guiding principles, in particular, the principle related to human-machine interaction. We need to identify and examine a range of factors in determining the quality and extent of human-machine interaction. Mr. Chairman, we are concerned about the increasing number of victims as a result of the use of explosive weapons in populated areas. Even conventional weapons are now increasing levels of casualty and destruction due to changes in the social environment and urban population density. Another significant challenge is that of attempting to ensure compliance of non-state actors with international humanitarian law. It is essential that balanced discussion be held on these issues from the perspectives of military necessity and international humanitarian law. Mr. Chairman, despite the important role played by the CCW, the Convention continues to face financial challenges. Fiscal liquidity issues stems from structural issues, yet we must manage to resolve this problem in order to ensure that the CCW is able to work in an effective and consistent manner. As such, it is critical that all state parties pay their contributions to fulfill their treaty obligations. We call upon states that have not yet done so to fulfill these obligations. Mr. Chairman, in order to make tangible and meaningful progress, I believe we need to focus on proactive, professional, and pragmatic approaches so that we will be able to foster united action at this important juncture. And in that sense, I think that time up is not good enough. I think that the warning sound may be needed. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.
I thank the ambassador.